This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Days are here, ladies and gentlemen, and they are a beautiful time filled with magic and splendor and also fights. We get together with our families, and this year seems like even more than other years, it's a powder keg just waiting to explode. So what we want to know is, besides politics, what is your family most likely going to fight about over the holidays? You can call or text us, 916-909-1065. Data was done, and obviously politics is the number one thing that people are going to fight about, especially this year. It's only going to make up a third of the fights.
Okay.
A lot of the other stuff, though, kind of surprises me. Number two, past grievances. Remember, this is with your family.
Okay.
Like, just imagine you're just sitting there and grandma's just got a sour puss on the whole time. And then finally, not saying anything, everybody's laughing. And you just go, grandma, you okay? Your Uncle Bob in 1987. Like, could you just imagine?
Yes, I can. Yes, I surely can.
Number three on this list. Certain family dynamics that came up as well. And then right below that, family drama.
Family dynamics on one side of my family can definitely cause a rift.
Yeah.
And cause infighting.
How so? Do you want to go into it?
I'm expected, and certain people in my family are expected to sort of tiptoe around other people.
Sure.
As to not upset their fragile sensibilities.
I see.
And then if we inexplicably don't, it's like, why did now they're sad.
Right. Finances comes up as number five on
really?
This list. That doesn't surprise me.
Why would family members be fighting about finances?
Wills, inheritances.
Okay.
Or even just like, if one sibling financially does better than the other one and the other one like just has a hard time dealing with it. We put this up on Facebook.
Crystal says, who's going to do the dishes?
Oh, yes.
And then she said, unfortunately, the person who normally did them died.
I always say, if you had no hand in making dinners, then you have to do the dishes.
Tiffany said, lack of memory.
Lack of memory.
Example. Remember the time that we did insert something that someone did that caused trauma in your childhood? Them. No, I don't remember that. Or that didn't happen. Amber said, we fight over board games.
Oh.
She said, we're all extremely competitive. Someone always ends up crying.
You're just asking for it if you bring out a board game.
Oh, we play games, but we play like fun games.
But I mean, do you get competitive with it?
There's one person on one side of my family that does, and sometimes it's just like, whoa!
It's like, all right, let's just let Chester win.
Erica said, fighting about not eating before dinner. Mom says, don't eat anything. Dinner's almost ready. Then over the course of 3 hours, several snacks are eaten. Then mom freaks out every time, and then dinner is ready 4 hours late.
Hysterical.
Every single time.
Okay, so here's what my family... Is your family going to fight about anything?
There's only one person in my family that... will at least try to fight with me. And that is because he is just a contrarian about everything.
Oh, that's annoying.
So if I say something, anything, he has fought with me about my own job.
Yeah.
And told me things that I was talking about in my job that we do here that I was wrong.
And he is not in radio.
Certainly not.
Wow.
Right.
That's a gutsy move.
He's got a lot of guts.
I'm most likely going to fight with my brother over the holidays, as the two of us need to fight over how we're going to balance custody of our father, who's visiting for 3 weeks after the holidays.
As a surprise.
As a surprise. Didn't really tell us that he was coming for that long, just booked a train trip across the country to come out here. First time in like 7 years that he's done it. And my brother seems to think that I'm taking him for all 3 weeks. And we are, once the wine starts flowing, there's going to be some thoughts about that and strategizing.
I would love to be there for that.
Keep the text messages coming in to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end. It's the wake up call.
What is something that is super easy to do, but for the life of you, you cannot figure out how to do it? Or maybe you think you can, you just can't do it very well. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. We just got a bunch of text messages in. The very first one made me laugh. I can't wink.
We put this on Facebook and...
What's even funnier than not being able to wink is watching somebody who can't wink. Bringing this up because I saw it on Reddit and the answers were hysterical. And like Katie said, we put it up on Facebook. Wake up call listeners, you guys are so funny. Mine, I can't hula hoop. Never could.
Yeah.
Even when all the kids around me were doing it. And I watch people who can hula hoop, including children.
Yeah.
As if it is some sort of... physical feat that I can't do. It's like watching Simone Biles in the Olympics. I'm like, how? Look at it is hula hooping. It is going all the way around. Like, I can't figure it out.
What's strange is I don't think I could hula hoop now, but I used to be able to.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I lost my mojo.
Lost your hula hooping.
Right.
Center of gravity.
Mine's pretty simple. Math.
Math. Yeah.
Like
simple math.
Yeah.
She can't figure it out. There's another one that I saw in here that is also you.
Oh.
Making rice.
How do you not know how to make
she
rice?
Can't, I've told
it's
her so.
True.
Even in an Instant Pot.
Even in an Instant Pot.
Interesting.
And I've told
so
her, I'm
true.
Like, it's a cup of rice and a cup and a half of water. That's it. And she goes, ah.
I do that. That's what I do. And then sometimes there's even a button that you say rice.
Rice. All of these things with practice you could do.
That's not true.
I feel like it is.
So you think I could be good at math?
Oh, yes. I feel like you could. Yes.
Oh, you're wrong.
I feel like with practice, I could probably figure out how to hula hoop.
My
other ones, shuffling cards.
That's easy.
Really?
A lot of people can't shuffle cards. Operating a can opener, like a manual can opener. I've seen people really struggle with that. Eating with chopsticks. That's something that showed up
yeah.
a lot.
I don't know why. Some people just cannot do it.
Once you figure it out, it's not hard, but
it's
like,
it's never hard.
I feel like it is at first.
It is.
It is. All right. It's
move your finger up and down.
For me, I can't properly estimate time.
No. Yeah.
And you would think that that's easy. We even have apps that'll do it for you. And I'm like, I'll type in an address, be like, how long will it take me to get there? 30 minutes? I can get there in 20.
Yes. So, but you think with practice, you could be better at that?
Probably if I like it was more mindful and said, like, no, Gavin, you're an idiot.
Okay, how about this?
Listen to computer
names.
I don't think that that is easy. I think it's easy for some people, but I don't think it's easy for people. I think I have name dyslexia.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, with practice, you couldn't get there.
Maybe you're right about that. What are some things we put up on Facebook?
Nicole said, raising one eyebrow.
Oh, yeah. You can either do that or you can't do that.
I mean, I can't do it, but that's because my face is frozen. Melissa said her 18-year-old daughter can't take her shirt off the crisscross way.
Just take it right off.
That's so funny. Tywa says, fold a burrito.
I don't think I could fold a burrito. I don't think I've ever tried.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever made a burrito.
Two sides and roll?
Yeah. One side. Right side, left side. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Sarah said, I can't go down an escalator.
We're talking about things that are super easy, but people can't do them.
She said, I have a fear that I will fall.
Sure.
Joseph said, can't small talk.
Can we all roll our R's?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Try.
I can't.
Try.
Ugh.
Burrito.
Burrito.
You know, it's not the back of your throat. It's
yeah,
the tongue.
It's the tongue. Burrito.
Okay. Heather says this one for me. French braiding.
Oh, I've never attempted to do it.
Is that the one with four strands?
Or what's I don't even know. Four? You're always scooping up the next strand of hair.
Yeah.
My kids can French braid their own hair like geniuses.
Yeah.
I can hardly do theirs.
I don't know.
Let alone my own.
It must be easy, I guess, if you can do it to yourself. But I look at a French braid and I'm just like, man, how did somebody, what are you, a sailor? How'd you get that? That's not going anywhere.
And did we already say snap?
No.
Allison says she cannot snap her fingers.
Can we all snap?
Well, yeah.
And we can end on this one. Somebody's texted in to 909-1065 for things that are simple, but they just can't figure out how to do them. Sex.
Oh.
And then they said, there, I said it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan. And we wouldn't
couldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Second date update time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Colton. Good morning, Colton.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So you went out on a first date with Grace, and you guys went on a pretty exciting first date. Tell everybody where you went.
Yeah, we went to a Kings game as our first date, and it was an absolute blast. Like, I'm a huge basketball fan. I'm a huge Kings fan. And then when she arrived at the date, she looked, like, really cute. She had on a jersey. She had tight jeans. She was, like, fully sporty, ready for it.
So, yeah, that was going to be my question right off the bat. Is she also a Kings fan? Is she like, also very into sports?
Like, I don't know if she's as diehard as I am, but she, like, was with it. You know what I mean? Like, she could follow the game. Like, she was dressed for it. Like, she was with the vibe. It was awesome.
And so you can't think of anything at all that would have maybe made her not want a second date?
Not really. No, I mean, like, we had a couple beers, but it was, like, a fun time the whole game. Like, it was so fun that I was totally planning our next date. But I haven't heard anything from her. Like, I've been totally ghosted.
And you,
I mean, it's basketball. It's awesome, man.
Did you pay for everything?
Yeah, I paid for everything. I paid for some nice food. I paid for the drinks. We had good seats.
Wow.
Like, I went all out for it, and it was a good vibe.
All right, well, let's find out.
So, Colton, I'm going to put you on hold. You're going to be able to hear everything. We won't be able to hear you. So we're going to talk to Grace, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Colton's now on hold. We're going to pick up Grace's line. Grace, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, it's Gavin, and Katie's here too, and you're actually on a second date update. We just got done talking to Colton, and he told us all about your awesome first date at the Kings game, and he wants to know why he's ghosted. Why is there no second date? What's going on here?
Oh my God. Sorry, I'm just catching up here. Okay, I'm on second date update.
Yeah, right, yes.
Colton, you know, it was a good game. I don't know. And I was excited to go on a date with this guy. He seems, you know, nice and cute and like we might have some chemistry. And he just ignored me the whole game.
Oh.
So he watched the game. I mean, so you got to expect he's going to watch the game if you guys go to a game, though, right?
I mean, I expected he would watch the game. But I also expected he would talk with me. Like, I'm pretty sure he doesn't know anything about me that wasn't on my dating profile. I don't think he learned a single thing about me, and I don't think I learned a single thing about him. Like, every time I tried to start a conversation with him, he would start to talk to me, and then something exciting would happen, and he would just snap back to the game.
That is an angle I never even considered.
Okay.
All right, we're going to get Colton back on. That's how the second date update works. Colton, you are now back on with Grace. You heard everything.
Yeah. Grace, like, come on. It was a basketball game. You had an issue with me watching with it? That's what you do with a game. You watch the game.
Before Grace says anything, I do want to say that probably wasn't the best foot forward in this situation. If that was her perspective... That was her perspective.
Well, and
maybe the Kings maybe the Kings like 3 years ago and we're getting blown out by like the Warriors or something. But we're a good team and this was a really good game.
I don't think anybody's I don't think anybody's arguing that part of it. It's the fact that this is how it went on a first date that I think is the problem. Am I right, Grace?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe if it was like a third date, I don't know. It just seemed like an odd choice for a first date because we couldn't get to know each other at all. I mean, I basically just got to sit next to him and watch the Kings game, which, like I said, I could do with my brother.
Yeah, but like Grace, like if you thought it was going to be a bad day, why didn't you say something? We could have done like anything. You know what I mean? There's more things to do.
Don't put it back on her.
Well, hold on. I do want to hear her answer.
Well, I just didn't anticipate him ignoring me.
Okay, so you just envisioned it would go differently.
A conversation with him while the game was happening, and the fact that like he would just stop talking mid sentence and look back at the game. I don't know. It just was having flash forwards to what?
Grace, you did not bring this up when I bought you a Kings hoodie at the game. Do you know how much they mark up hoodies at the stadium? I dropped like such a bag on this game. Like, you could have brought it up any time. I was like, do you want a beer? Do you want some food? Do you want like a hoodie?
Ew, but gross. Now just, like, Colton, don't pull that card. Ew. Yeah, the whole, like, do you know how much money I spent on you thing?
Colton, I was so on your side, and then you said that.
But, like, think about it. Do you know how much a King's hoodie is at the game?
You're going to double down on that, huh?
All
right. Well, Colton, listen, I'm very sorry you're not getting a second date. I understand what Grace is saying. We probably could have salvaged this if maybe you didn't.
I feel like we were really close there for a second.
Yeah, go down that road. But all right. Grace, you're not interested in a second date, are you?
No, I'm not, guys.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you guys for coming on the second date update.
At least you got a sweatshirt out of it.
Leah, light the beam.
Yeah.
Those are some really good seats, so okay. I'm the sucker in this one.
Alrighty. It's the wake-up call.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
We have to talk about something that is... I'm gonna say that it has crossed over into alarming. Kevin's not with us today. Kevin texted us to tell us that he was not feeling well and he was not coming into work. What time did he send that? He sent that at 10:13 p.m. Now, by 10:13 p.m., we are asleep.
Oh, yeah. Okay? I'm long asleep.
Typically, we are asleep. I woke up because I'm having really severe back problems right now. I'm not sleeping through the night. So around midnight, a little after midnight, I wake up and I grab my phone and I'm looking at my text messages and I see Katie responded to Kevin's text message, which is so out of character for her. She responded an hour later, 11:15 p.m. And I'm thinking, nothing wakes Katie up. What
well,
the
and it's
hell?
Certainly like, I don't have notifications. Like, my phone doesn't make noise.
Yeah. So I'm like, what was Katie doing up? Well, anyway, all right. And then, Katie texted twice. Didn't even text once. Texted twice. Kevin, I'm so sorry you feel so bad. You poor thing. Separate text. Yes, of course you can take the day off. And then I showed up to work this morning. And this is, again, we're getting back into what I think is alarming. Katie looks at me and she goes, so I guess, like, Kevin's not coming in today? And I, like, looked around as if there was, like, going to be somebody to help me with this. And I was like, are you joking right now? I go, you even texted him back. What happened?
I responded to this text in my sleep. I don't remember waking up. I don't know why, if I woke up, I would have looked at my phone.
It's all spelled right. There's exclamation points in your text.
Yeah.
And you have no memory of doing it.
Zero. I do think it's more of a result of my sleeping pill. And
what is your sleeping pill, by the way?
Well,
go ahead. No, tell me.
I can't remember the name of it. It's new. It starts with a Q. Sleep.
Go ahead. No, tell me. I'll find it.
Quetiapine.
Quetiapine. Oh, my God. Okay.
Q-U.
I got it. Okay. I got it. Okay. Go ahead.
So, like, 30 minutes after I take my sleeping pill, I don't know why you're laughing.
I'll tell you when you're done.
Okay. 30 minutes after I take it, I start losing memories.
Jesus
Not
Christ.
Not like memories from yesteryear, but like if I'm having a conversation with somebody,
yeah.
I will maybe have that conversation with them again the next day because I don't remember that I had it.
I see. I see.
The other thing that is a little concerning about this medication, and I do want to let you know I have started cutting them in half because I felt that they were too strong.
Okay. And you did get them from a doctor, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. No. Go on.
Okay. I've said before, kind of joking, but it's not entirely a joke. When I was taking the full pill.
Yes.
Sometimes I was confusing what were my dreams and what was reality.
I've never heard a more disturbing sentence.
But it's not like I had a dream where like a monster came and attacked me and then I didn't know if it was true. I'm having dreams that are like, yeah, so then I forgot to take the trash out. It's all completely realistic.
That's so much worse.
Well, it's not.
Maybe it explains stuff. Okay, when you mix it with the fact that I have a bad memory, okay?
Yeah.
You've come in here mad at me for stuff and I always just go like, well, maybe I did do that. I don't remember.
Okay,
but maybe
please remember, I've been on this medication for like a month and a half.
Okay.
So we can't discount years of you not remembering things.
Let's talk about this medicine.
Okay.
Quetiapin.
Yeah.
Googled it.
Okay.
Is not recommended for insomnia or related sleep disorders.
Okay.
First, well, that's the first thing that comes up. There is not enough quality research to show that it is safe and effective. You know, it is an antipsychotic drug.
Well, that's good.
That is Jesus Christ.
What?
That is used to treat symptoms associated with schizophrenia. Who prescribed this to
okay,
you?
Okay, in fairness, it's my psychiatrist, Francesca.
Oh my God.
And as we know, I have an interesting relationship with Francesca in that we only Zoom each other, and I've never seen her entire face because she can't figure out how to move her camera. She also calls me baby.
Isn't a large portion of your therapy session dedicated to her telling you how pretty you are?
Yes.
You've got to get off of this medication. Okay. What are the risks or side effects?
Oh, good.
Okay. Dizziness after standing up?
No.
Okay, great. Muscle spasms, repetitive body movements, restlessness, fidgeting, restless leg syndrome, and a disassociation from reality.
Are you serious?
All right. So, man, you know what? Thank you, Kevin, for taking off today. Otherwise, this
you
might have gone
my life.
Undiagnosed for a very long time. And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
Say like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's
it
for sure.
Sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We want to know, what is something that made you unexpectedly cry? Like you weren't prepared for what was currently happening to have the effect on you that it did. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Call or text us. And the reason we're bringing this up is because ever since the election, there's an industry out there that is seeing a mass of their clientele start crying while they're there, and they're rage rooms, which is hysterical. I've never been to a rage room. It looks like something though that would be kind of fun. You'd basically just go into a room that has a bunch of all kinds of smashable things, TVs, glasses, all kinds of stuff. You go in there with a bat or an axe or whatever blunt object they give you. You put on some goggles and you just go to town, smash stuff up, get all of your aggression out. And it's usually a lot of fun, but they're reporting all over the country that people are, especially women, are showing up and they are just having these crying fits while they're there. And the staff's like, I don't know what to do.
There's nothing to do, guys. Just let it happen.
Yeah. So it made us think, like, what are some unexpectedly triggering things that have made you cry? 916-909-1065. I gotta tell you, the time that I had an unexpected cry that makes me laugh still to this day is I was watching Chopped on the Food Network. And I couldn't tell you what they were making or what the mystery ingredients were, but I'm watching it and I remember sitting there like, wow, how are they going to pull this off? And then there was some lady on there that was doing it for her son. They're all doing it for their son or their mom. And I was like, she pulled it off. That dessert looks delicious.
Well, as a person that is prone to crying.
Right, yeah.
There are a slew of things. Most notably, though, sometimes if I see football plays in slow motion.
Football plays?
Like a touchdown.
Yeah.
And then they start celebrating together. And I just think, like, I'm so proud of them.
Right.
And they're so happy for each other.
That just gets you every time, huh?
We put this up on Facebook. And as always, our listeners are the funniest. Takora said, the live action Aladdin, I just kept thinking about Robin Williams and Bald.
Oh my God.
Zia said, I was trying a new neurological med and I had to throw away a hot dog. I immediately started crying as if I lost my best friend. So I had to mourn the loss of that hot dog. Needless to say, I've stopped taking the medication.
I mean, I've cried over hot dogs.
Gina said, a picture of a bear in ice skates from Russia. Nicole said, there's a video of a golden retriever that couldn't catch any food thrown to him. It was like a slice of pizza or a hot dog or spaghetti, and I cried every time watching it over and over. Jenny said, I always felt I would be a Ravenclaw, but when I took the original Pottermore test, it placed me in Hufflepuff.
And you started to cry? Oh my God.
Caitlin said, I cried when I was pregnant because I asked for extra olives on my Greek salad, and they put a total of 4 olives. I even put in the notes when I ordered it, I'm pregnant and I'm craving olives.
Oh my God. I feel like we need to have a whole different asterisk just for people who are pregnant.
Oh, for sure. This one is so great. Samantha, I caught a frog while walking to a friend's house, so I carried him with me to show her and then released him outside of her house. My mom told me that I just moved him 6,000 miles from his frog home, and I immediately thought of his wife and kids and how they'll never see each other again.
I've had thoughts like that.
Can you think of times that I've cried? I cried cried recently because you told me to think about if there was some sort of disaster and what I would grab from my house.
Oh, that was a... we had to keep reminding Katie, this was just a hypothetical. It's not actually happening. 916-909-1065. Good morning, Annie.
Good morning.
What did you watch that made you unexpectedly cry?
No, I was saying just any kind of creepy movies or if you see something paranormal or just something gives you the heebie-jeebie vibes, I just start bawling my eyes out. I don't know why. I'm it's maybe a stress response or something.
It's gotta
but
be.
I'm
that's hysterical. Yeah.
So do you watch those cheesy paranormal investigation shows and cry?
Oh, yeah, sometimes. I'm also a crime documentary watcher.
Oh, crap. Well, yeah. I mean, crime documentary, there are very real victims. So if you want to feel empathy for them, that's okay. But as far as
the part two,
well, sure. But as far as the paranormal investigators go, there's nothing scary about bros tramping around in the dark going,
did you see that?
Did you see that? And you're like,
I kind of do get a kick out of it, though.
Thank you so much for calling.
I love that she's all over the place. I like it, but I don't like it, but I can't stop watching it, but it makes me cry.
I can understand that as well. Keep the text messages coming in to 916-909-1065.
Confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
To quote yesterday, it's Thanksgiving week. Who gives a damn? Our new motto. It's time to play.
Are you smarter than Katie?
Ra-da-da-da-da-da. Ra-ta-ta-ta-da. Little scat for you. This
scat.
Scoot up. Boom.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Where is she? Where's my... There's Terry. Hi, Terry.
Oh, boy.
Terry, are you ready for this?
You're caller 17.
I don't think so. You have way too much energy for me.
You are correct. That is the right answer.
You better strap in because it's about to get real and raw here on the Shock Jock Show.
I can't.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, oh, my goodness.
Get out of here, Katie.
Bye.
Katie's leaving the studio. I got five questions dealing with news and pop culture. Are you ready to rock?
Oh, boy.
All righty, let's go.
That is appropriate. Question one. Special Prosecutor Jack Smith has officially shut down his investigations into Donald Trump now that he won the election. It's not because there isn't lots of evidence of election interference or dereliction of duty. It's just because he'll be president and is now protected from prosecution. Spell the word dereliction.
D-E-R-E-L-E-C-T-I-O-N.
Question two. Actor Glenn Powell, who had a huge year and seems to be America's sweetheart, honestly, rewarded a guy who won a Glenn Powell lookalike contest in Texas. The winner won cash, but then Powell told him that he will get him into the new movie of his for a single shot to see if anybody notices. That's funny. Which was not a Glenn Powell movie released last year? Hitman, Twisters, or House of Spies?
House of Spies.
Question three. President Biden seems to be enjoying his time as a lame duck president now, and he had a lot of fun yesterday pardoning turkeys. He pardoned two turkeys named Peach and Blossom. What is a peach blossom?
A drink.
In nature.
Oh, was a peach blossom?
Yeah.
A flower on a peach tree?
All righty. And question four. Researchers were working on an old lighthouse in Scotland, and they found something amazing. A message in a bottle that washed ashore. The note inside the bottle was dated 1892, and it seemed to be written by a teenage girl. What is the capital of Scotland?
Edinburgh.
Question five. Wiz Khalifa was performing and he had to stop his show to yell at a guy in the front row because the guy kept throwing cash at him on stage. Wiz was getting offended because he's not a stripper and he didn't want to be treated like one. I think that's so funny. If that guy threw $58 during the first song, $60 during the second song, and $43 during the third, what's the total he threw on stage?
Tell me the numbers again, I'm sorry.
58, 58, okay. 60, 60, and 43, 43.
151.
All righty, Kevin, please go get Katie. And on your way back, fix that television screen that's crooked. It's bothering me. And Terry, where are we off to today?
Heading to work.
Heading to work. And what do we do? Where's work?
I work for the CHP.
For CHP. Oh, I love okay. that. All right. I love that.
No. Very, very boring office job.
Don't say that. Okay. Don't say that. It's not
still important.
It's very important. Yeah. How do you file a lot of tickets that Kevin has gotten?
Okay.
I enter in non-injury car accident reports. It's very boring.
Okay.
I type a name and an address, and then it's literally A-tab. That's all I do all day. It's very boring.
Well.
Somebody's got to do it.
Right.
You know?
Yes, that's true.
Until AI replaces you, which AI will replace everybody.
Which they could, because I'm sure a monkey could do my job.
All right.
Terry, come on.
This is not Terry energy. Yeah. I don't like it. You know? And you know what? Again, it's Thanksgiving week. Who gives a damn? Why don't you throw a couple goofy reports in there?
Ooh, yes. That's fun.
You know, just for fun. See if anybody notices.
I did have one where William Shatner was in the car accident.
Oh, my God. What? In our, you know what? We don't have time. Terry, I got to put you on hold, as interesting as that is. All right, Katie, you ready to go?
Yeah.
Here we go. Special Prosecutor Jack Smith, he officially shut down his investigations into Donald Trump now that he won the election. And it's not because there's not evidence of election interference or dereliction of duty. It's just because he's going to be president, and now he's protected from prosecution. He did it. Spell the word dereliction.
Dereliction. Okay. D-E-R. Dare. E-L.
derelict. I-C-T-I-O-N.
Wow. Yes.
Also, I believe it's pronounced dereliction. Not dereliction.
I'll pronounce it however I want.
Sure. Right.
Yeah. Question two. Glenn Powell, America's sweetheart. He rewarded a guy who won a Glenn Powell lookalike contest. Now, the winner won cash from the actual contest, but then Glenn Powell contacted him and said, I'm going to get you into my next movie for one single shot just to see if anybody notices.
Oh, what silly goose.
Hysterical. which is not a Glenn Powell movie released in the last year, because he had a bunch of them. Hitman, Twisters, or House of Spies?
House of Spies.
House of Spies is right.
Okay.
That's right. Question three. President Biden, you know, he's having a lot of fun now that he's just a lame duck president, just goofing around.
Good for him.
Wearing his sunglasses, wandering into the jungle. Did you see that video?
No, but I did see him doing a press conference with his aviators on. Yeah. It's like, all right.
Yeah. He pardoned turkeys yesterday, as the tradition goes, and the turkeys were named Peach and Blossom.
Okay.
What is a peach blossom?
Oh.
Like a flower?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a flower on a peach tree. In question four, researchers were working on an old-ass lighthouse in Scotland, and they found a message in a bottle that was dated 1892.
Wow.
And it seemed to be written by a teenage girl. It was kind of hard to read, but they gathered it was a teenage girl.
Okay.
What is the capital of Scotland?
Come
on, these are your people.
Oh,
wow.
Scotland.
3 seconds.
I cannot think of a single city there.
Ugh. Edinburgh.
Oh. Edinburgh.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Question five. Wiz Khalifa was performing, and he had to stop the show to yell at a guy in the front row because the guy kept throwing cash at him on stage like he was a stripper. Wiz Khalifa's like, I'm not a stripper. Don't treat me like I'm a stripper. Hysterical.
You know what?
Hysterical.
Everybody, go ahead and treat me like a stripper. If you want to throw money at me, please understand. I won't be offended. I'll just think you're stupid and I'll take your money.
I think it's, if you've got the money to just throw around like that, what a hysterical trolling of somebody that throws money at strippers. Like, throw money at them like they're a stripper.
I guess.
There you go. Pick it up. Now you pick it up. Make it clap, Wiz. If he threw $58 at Wiz Khalifa during the first song,
okay,
$60 at him during the second song,
okay,
and $43 at him during the third.
I love that he's got ones.
Yeah, of course. What's the total being thrown at Wiz Khalifa like he's a stripper?
161.
Oh my God, Kevin, what's going on?
She's off the chain.
She is off the chain.
I don't know if I'm that off the chain. It was pretty simple.
All right, Terry, you there?
Yes.
Final score, you guys both got 4.
Oh.
Katie wins. Katie wins. We're going to have $20 of the jackpot. And Terry, tell us what we got to hear.
Today, I am just as smart as Katie.
Just as smart as Katie, indeed. Have a good day, and your job is important. Everybody's job is important except for ours. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of that.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.